This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, former President Trump says the Supreme Court ruling that states can't kick him off the ballot will bring the country together. He praised the Supreme Court while speaking from his Mar-a-Lago estate following the decision.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Today, the high court said Colorado can't remove him over claims he was an insurrectionist, effectively stopping more states from trying to do the same. Speaking from Florida, Trump said he's dealing with out-of-control judges and rogue prosecutors. He went on to urge the Supreme Court to rule in his favor regarding his upcoming presidential immunity case. Our other top story, the Denver Broncos will have a new quarterback next season. The team is releasing nine-time Pro Bowl quarterback Russell Wilson after two seasons. Wilson released a statement thanking the city of Denver and several teammates and employees, including the cafeteria workers. The Broncos went 11-19 in Wilson's start over the last two seasons since acquiring him in a trade from Seattle for five draft picks and three players, then signing him to a five-year, $242 million contract, in which they would have to pay him $39 million this season not to play football for the Denver Broncos. The organization will also take an $85 million hit in dead money over the next 2 years due to the release. That'll be the largest cap hit in the history of the National Football League. No doubt about it. It's going to go down as one of the worst trades maybe in the history of sports. Demolition continues at the Martin Drake Power Plant in Colorado Springs. Crews got to work Saturday. They pulled down a large segment of the main building, creating a large dust cloud. Utility officials say the community can expect to see a tent over the cooling towers during further reduction efforts. Both towers are expected to be down by the end of the month, with the complete demolition plan for later this year. An Air Force cadet is dead after a motorcycle crash near Manitou Springs. The accident happened last Thursday afternoon. We told you about it right here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Troopers say 21-year-old Tristan Burton from Granger, Texas, was headed eastbound on Highway 24 by the Cave of the Winds when he lost control and hit a guardrail. An investigation is ongoing. And Pueblo police are investigating the ninth homicide so far this year, and they could use some help. Officers found a man shot to death early Sunday morning near 11th and Baker Streets. The victim's name could be released anytime. Police are not revealing much else other than to confirm that they have no suspects. Anyone who may have witnessed the crime or has information about the case can call in a tip to Crime Stoppers. And finally, more than 800 fentanyl pills are off the streets, and that's thanks to the help of a Colorado Springs police dog. Milo and his handler took down a parolee recently believed to be armed and dangerous. The suspect had parked near Palmer High School near downtown Colorado Springs, went into a business, and when he came out, the K-9 and others moved in. Police also found several assault rifles, stolen guns, and boxes of ammunition during the search of his car. Great job, Milo.
Plenty of sunshine across southern Colorado today. Winds are breezy, though, and it's making it feel a little chilly out there with highs in the 30s and 40s. Overnight lows down into the 20s and 30s for tonight. Highs will shoot back up into the 40s once again on Tuesday. Most of the day part dry. A slight chance for a few snow showers after 5 p.m. Right around El Paso County and Teller County with light accumulations possible through the evening hours. And then we'll clear back out by Wednesday with highs in the low 50s. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.